It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. Thank you so much, Kim. We have a repeated guest. We like having her back in the studio. Let me just do a little brief background. Last year, woman shot and killed 75th and Stewart in the Englewood neighborhood. That's when Tamar Manasseh went to work. Tamar Manasseh in the studio with us. Tamar, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, everybody.
Slightly tired, though, let's be honest.
I am. I'm a little
bit
exhausted. It's
been a grueling summer for you.
It has been grueling. Sure. It's an everyday job, every day in the summer. So, yeah, it is kind of taking its toll on me.
Well, let's backtrack a little bit. Last year, a woman shot and killed 75th and Stewart in Englewood, and that kind of set you off, and that's when Mothers Against Senseless Killings, or MASC, mm-hmm. began.
Mm-hmm.
You said, we got to do something about this neighborhood.
Yeah. Something had to be done. Something, and it just wasn't just that neighborhood in that corner. It's a microcosm of the entire city, of the country, of everything that's going on that block. It was almost like the trifecta. There had been a woman murdered, a kid murdered, and a man murdered. And if women, men, and children are all being murdered on the same block, we got to do something about that. And now, what it was when we first went there, 75th and Stewart is probably one of the safest corners in the city of Chicago now.
No shootings in the last year.
Not even a fist fight.
Look at that.
Nothing happens there. Nothing.
This is because of you.
It's because of the people in the neighborhood. It's because of people. You show them better, they do better. If you, it's available, if you can actually, you have options, you can do different things now, you're going to choose to do the different things. If you can choose life, you're going to choose life. And that's what we see.
Now, when the school year is going on, there are parents that are out there that keep safe passage.
Mm-hmm.
But during the summertime, when school gets out, that's when things might go a little awry. So this is when you started this mom patrol thing?
Yeah.
So you're out there all summer.
Every day.
No wonder you're wiped out and not feeling well right now.
Yes. No wonder I do not look like a supermodel today.
You still do.
It's toll. But I mean, it's almost like, you know, when you get out there, you can be really, really tired and you really beat and you know, and you get out there and the kids start showing up. You don't even have time to think about how tired you are because you get all of this energy from all of these little people and from so many different moms and dads and just people who are concerned in general, who come to the block every day and who just say, you know, I came to see this. I came to bring a box of hot dogs and some hot dog buns or some hamburgers. I just came to see this. I want to see how you do this. I want to see what this looks like. So I get a lot of energy. I get by with a little help from my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
But talk about just the chemical makeup of what that area looks like now as opposed to what it looked like a little over a year ago. It's almost unrecognizable and just people just being out there and being a community, right?
Definitely. The thing that I've noticed that's most striking to me is that the neighborhood, for the most part, still looks the same, but none of the people behave the same. So it's almost like the two don't even fit anymore. It's weird when you look at it because people absolutely, they are ready for something better. And now it's like now we're looking into buying the vacant lot across the street from where we are because we're going to build the world's best play lot next year where we can have a barbecue every day in a play lot where kids can play safely and happily and it's clean and it's nice. But it's going to be, we want it to be the best thing outside of Maggie Daly Park. We want it to be something beautiful in Englewood.
Yeah.
We want it to be something that people can be proud of because that's what they're ready for. They're ready for something that they can be proud of because they're proud of who they have become. And I'm proud of who they have become.
Sure, of course.
There's a video, and it's Natalie Moore who mm-hmm. put this, interviewed you on from WBEZ.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a video that just shows you in your sweet little pink t-shirt, Moms on Patrol. And this neighborhood, Bill and I just watched it. There, it's just like family members. It's just a big, huge community where everybody's getting along.
It's a family reunion every
single day. That's what it looks like.
Every day it's a family reunion.
All summer long.
Every single day, all summer long, it's a family reunion every day. Every day. And it's kind of like sometimes, just like with your family, there are those family members, those limbs you want to just lop off the tree. There are, you know, it's a lot of nuts on everybody's tree.
Right.
So, I mean, there are some sprinkled in here and there, but I mean, like, not really. You kind of deal with them the way you deal with the crazy uncle at Thanksgiving. That's, you know, you take them, you hug them, you feed them and send them on their way and everything's good. But the kids are out there playing. We might do some karaoke. We're going to have a good time every day. That's what we do.
Explain this. Obviously, the gangs have not been eradicated. The gangs still exist in the area. So what kind of an understanding do you have with the gangs where they're kind of behaving themselves?
I think I'm in a gang. I think I'm the head of the gang for good.
Is that it? Oh, yeah.
That's what we are, the biggest gang for good in this city.
But has there been opposition from the gangs who are like, hey, this was our territory and you've made it difficult to survive?
The only gang opposition we've had is like the city.
Isn't that something?
At the end of this video, it says, you know, in a year's time, 75th and Stewart in Englewood, not one shooting, no fighting.
No, nothing.
It's people are taking pride in their neighborhood and in their community. It's completely turned around in 1 year's time. And then I see at the very end of the video, it's like, and there's a building owner who wants you guys to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I don't get it. Like, I really don't understand that. And that kind of made me think about maybe there's a larger problem here, because we look at the city and we look at all of these murders and everything that's going on in all of these places, and you know, the frequency they happen in different neighborhoods. And if this person who owns this huge building, and most of it is Section 8, and you have this huge building and you can threaten people with eviction if they get involved in actually saving the lives of their children or making the community that they live in better. If you can threaten them with eviction, why would they get involved? Why?
Have you met the owner of this building?
I've never met Mr. Potter. I've never met him. I've never met him.
I don't understand what, and I'm sure you don't either, what's in it for him.
No,
if the neighborhood gets better, his
property
bill,
value would, I mean, yes. I think that it would appreciate, but he does not see it that way.
Is there an alderman in the area that you can reach out for help?
The alderman and I are working on our relationship right now.
Yeah.
I wish that it was better.
Yeah.
And I believe, once again, I think we may want the same thing for the community. It just doesn't look like that right now. And I believe that in order for the Sixth Ward to get better, that he and I do need to work together, whether he wants to or not. We absolutely must work together, because at this point, I have a commitment to the people of his ward, just like he has one.
Sure.
So he's going to do what he has to do to keep his commitment, but I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, and
did you self-fund all this food when you started out?
Absolutely.
You paid for everything.
Absolutely.
And now how are you getting money to pay for things?
Some people donate and people come and bring in food. And what I'm seeing so much now is so beautiful. People come down and they donate food, but they don't just drop it off and leave. They want to stay. They want to pull out their lawn chairs.
Yeah.
They want to sing along to the music on the radio. They want to help grill. They want to play with the kids. Like, they really want to be a part of the experience now.
Sure.
So we get mothers from Morton Grove, from Buffalo Grove, from Joliet, from as far away as Manhattan, Illinois, from everywhere. Wow. And they just want to come and hang out and just like, hey, be moms. Like, mm-hmm. I'm good at this. You know, I have kids who are going off to college. They're 18, 19. They hate me now. They think I'm not cool. And I have all this mommy energy pent up. I just want to bring it and put it somewhere, you know.
Yep.
And you're taking all that on 75th and Stewart. Yeah. We take it all. Mm-hmm.
But if this doesn't show people that caring about your neighborhood and caring about one another can really make a difference. I'm not saying this is going to change everything in all the neighborhoods of Chicago, but it certainly is a little social experiment that people are learning from. Do you need more people to do it in various neighborhoods?
Couldn't it change the whole thing? Couldn't it?
You would think.
Well, because it's a catalyst.
Exactly. Because the thing is, sometimes we can have as many as 20 visitors on 75th and Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need 20 volunteers on 75th and Stewart at one time. How about you just take that food and you go on your own block and you set up a barbecue grill and see what happens?
Was it scary at first? Did you think you were going to get resistance? Did you think, you know, the gangs that we were talking about earlier, were you scared they were going to say, what are you doing here?
You know what? I don't think so. I think in the beginning, I think I was more afraid of the police, of what the police would think, kind of. I was kind of more afraid of that because I didn't want to be I didn't want the people to see me as the police. And I didn't want the police to see me as one of these quote unquote gangbangers or drug dealers or thugs. And then it's kind of like within like days that was done. It was done. They were people. I was one of the people. And I got to see everybody for who they really were and what they really do in the community. Mm-hmm. And that's, I became one of the people. And it wasn't, it was, you know, it's all kind of things that could go through your head because this is unknown. No one's ever done anything. At that point, no one had ever done anything like this before. And so it was all kinds of stuff that I thought might, you know, go wrong. And, you know, the media for the most part thought I was nuts. And it was like, hey, we're going to come out and see who's going to get shot because somebody's going to get killed out here. Wearing a pink shirt on this corner.
It did seem like this was not going to fare well. Outside looking in, it's like, she crazy.
Yeah. Something is wrong with her. She's definitely out for meds. So, I mean, but it was kind of like, you know, within days, it's like I just became, it became my second home. Mm-hmm. Like, I can totally show up on the corner, like, in my pajamas if I wanted to. I wouldn't, though. And I don't recommend that for anyone else. But it's just that amount of comfort. It's that, it's my living room. It's my home. It's my people.
Yeah.
And so when I go there, I mean, like everybody knows when they see me, just like with your mom, they'll look at me and say, she's not having a good day today. Like, stay out of her way. Like, you know, what kind of mood? Oh, wait, her hair's in a ponytail. Nope, not a good day. Like, it's,
but in fairness to you, you're out there all day, mm-hmm. every day,
yeah.
7 days a week.
Yeah.
You're out there keeping the community safe.
Yeah.
When you care about something, you take care of it.
You do. And they care about me, and they take, and I care about them, and I take care of them, but they care about me, and they take care of me too. There are days when I sit in my chair and I don't move because it's like, what do you need? Do you need some ice?
Yeah.
Do you need a soda? What? Are you hungry?
Yeah.
It looks like you need to eat. No, leave her alone. Like, they really do care about me. It's all about the love. You give love, you get love. That's how it works.
Tamir Manasseh is our guest. Visit the website, getbehindthemask.org. We'll take a quick break and then wrap this up in just a little bit. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. It's 720. It's WGN Radio, and we are awaiting President Barack Obama's speech. He's going to be, I don't know if he is in Louisiana.
Well,
I think he's landing there.
He just landed. Apparently, Air Force One just landed about 6 minutes ago, so it could be a while, I think, before we hear his speech. I'm not sure if he's just coming down off the plane and is going to speak, or we've also been hearing that he's going to speak with families first, so we'll keep you posted.
All right.
Thank you so much, Kim. In the meantime, we have Tamir Manasseh. I'll get your name right one of these days. Tamir Manasseh. You live in Bronzeville, but you grew up in Englewood, and you're giving back to the community. You've got Mothers Against Senseless Killings mask. You've been out there. You've turned things around in the last year. Congratulations on that, first and foremost.
Thank you.
And I know that there was a little pushback. You had mentioned in the earlier segment that at first when you got out there, you were maybe a little afraid of what the police would think of you, mm-hmm. going out there. Mm-hmm. Were you contributing to gang members by feeding, mm-hmm. them and taking care of them? Well, that seemed to work itself out. Do police officers come by while you guys are out there? Because I feel this would be like a great community police building opportunity, basically, to get the two parts together.
Yeah, it would be, but they don't. And I mean, they should, and they could, and they're more than welcome to. I think that it would be a beautiful thing if we have a lot of little kids outside. Come outside and throw around the football with them, you know, play a little catch with them, feed them a hot dog when you're not on a call. It really helps kids to see police in a positive manner.
Why do you think that's not happening?
You know what? I couldn't tell you. I maybe they're afraid. Maybe it's this fear. They, you know, I think for the most part, the police, when you get paid to police people, there's not a whole lot of love there because it's a job.
Right.
And love is so much stronger than fear. It really is. And if you fear people, you don't get out of your car. You don't do stuff like that. It has to be about the love. At the end of the day, it has to be about the love. I've been on a corner for a year. Mm-hmm. This is the second year. Mm-hmm. I haven't been shot or shot at. I haven't been punched. I haven't been raped, robbed, or anything else because it's all about the love.
Yeah.
I don't have a bulletproof vest, mm-hmm. but nothing happens to me because I go there in love. It's all about the love. And if you let a little bit in, it's not such a bad thing. Great things can happen.
Sure, of course.
You mentioned the little kids and a police officer walking into one of these little family reunions mm-hmm. you have going on. Kids look up to cops. Kids haven't learned to be afraid, or kids don't know that there are occasionally some bad cops out there.
Yeah.
I'd say the majority of them are good police officers, but it just seems like a great opportunity. And with all this going on with people in your neighborhood not trusting the police officers, mm-hmm. do you have any advice for someone of color who gets pulled over? What do you tell? I mean, maybe you are going to have a bad cop, but you probably not. I really want to know. I'm a white girl. I would say you listen to the officer, and then if there's a problem, you bring something up.
I need to take my own advice, Wendy. I mean, like, it's almost honestly, like, there have been times when I felt like, just keep driving. Just keep driving till you get to the police station parking lot, and then make them pull
you over. Where there are people around.
Exactly. Like, it's really one of those things. Like, I really hate that we have trust issues, because there are a lot of really good cops out here. Officer Kimberly Woods in the 7th District, she is wonderful. She does a lot for the community. But we never hear about people like her because we're so busy hearing about all of the ones that aren't so good.
Right.
And it's kind of like we got to get away from that boogeyman, monster under the bed kind of mentality with the police. And that's how I feel. Whenever the police are behind me, it freaks me out. And I mean, I haven't done anything wrong. I'm trying to actually help. Why should I feel like I've done something wrong? Why should I be afraid of you? So I really think that they need to take advantage of opportunities that Mask and 75th and Stewart presents, and try to some kind of way build a better relationship with the people in a place where it's totally laid back and casual. This is not like some, you know, sensitivity training at work. This isn't like undercover boss, like somebody's watching you do this. No, you're just out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You're out in the community that you have to be in every day. It pays to know people. It pays for them to like you. It pays for you to like them, or to at least know them. It pays to have some sort of respect and not just fear.
Amen. Can't say anything. All I can say is things have to improve. They have to.
They do.
She is Tamara Manasseh, and you are Behind the Mask. You are Mothers Against Senseless Killings. GetBehindTheMask.org. Is that the right website?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tamara.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Well,
I love both of
you. Right back at you. Thanks for doing what you do. A quick break. We'll talk to Steve next. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.